Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorry. Can we start over? My mic wasn't reading.
This is going in.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to Real Dudes Podcast, the indie gaming podcast of 2017. At least, that's what I think it should be. My name is Kyle, and with me I've got Carrington.
Hey, hey, hey.
Carrington, what are you up to?
Not yawning, that's for sure.
I wasn't yawning, I was just making a dumb voice.
Okay, gotcha.
Come on.
What was I going to say? I have been playing some still Horizon Zero Dawn, and actually right before I came over, I was playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2 on the Switch.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know they're not indie games, but, you know.
Before I ask you a question about those real quick, mm-hmm. I have in front of me 2 bottles of beer.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to let you make the decision of which one I open.
Okay.
All right. First, I've got a Dogfish Head. Oak Aged Syracuse Nera, which is a dark beer. It's an imperial stout with grape flavor. Like, I don't know, grape juice. I don't know what's in it, but it's aged in oak barrels.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
And then I have also got Thirsty Dog Brewing Company, 12 Dogs of Christmas Ale, a ale with honey and spice.
I'm going to have to go with the first one.
I figured you would. You like the dark beers.
I like the dark beers. Yep. I can't. All right.
So you've been playing Xenoblade and Horizon.
Mm-hmm. And the next game for our next episode. Hello, neighbor.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to know anything. Like, I don't want.
No.
I don't want to know what you think about that because I.
No opinions here.
Yeah. Which is Hello. Episode. Hello, neighbor is the next game that we will be discussing. And boy. That's all I can say.
That's all I'm going to say. But Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is good. I don't like the battling system at the moment. And Horizon Zero Dawn seems to be going pretty well, story-wise.
You don't like the battling system?
And Xenoblade, no. The way it's set up, it's supposed to be kind of like a real-time-based, you know, RPG-type
right.
battling system. But, like... The game does auto attacks for you. So you sit there and then after a couple hits, then you can start using specials. And the specials are how you like actually like, you know, press buttons to do specials and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but, you know, 90% of the time, you're just sitting there watching them just hit things.
It's kind
of
lame.
While your specials charge up. And when your specials charge up, you know, that they look cool. They're really cool. They're really involved. And it's really surprisingly deep. It's just once they've all been used up or you're at the start of each battle, you're just sitting there and you're just waiting, literally. You're not even playing the game. It's literally playing itself at that point.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds really lame.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, really, guys? Really? This is what you came up with? Story's good so far, though. It's intriguing enough. It looks good. And the more, like, I'm probably about 5 hours in, and I'm still running through tutorials and stuff like that. It is a deep game, so I will give it that.
Very cool. I want to check it out, and hopefully I will someday.
Yeah, I'd wait for it to come down in price or something.
I think since the last time we talked, I beat Zelda.
Yes. What'd you think?
And then...
Would you put it on your Game of the Year list?
It is on my list.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to reveal it. What said list is, but it's contending. Is it contending?
Right. It's, so I beat it Wednesday night, and then Thursday night when I got off work, I watched the VGAs.
Right.
And Oh, crap. What's his name? Dude, Nintendo America. Reggie.
Reggie Fils-Aimé?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came on and he introduced Bayonetta 1 and 2 coming out for the Switch.
And then 3. Wha-bam!
Yeah. So, and then he's like, you didn't think that this is all we were going to share with you, was it? Well, he introduced the DLC for Zelda.
Yeah, which also released either that day or the day after that or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it was the day of. And so basically Nintendo is saying, we know you beat the game, but you're not done with it. So time to continue playing more, and you're never going to play Mario.
Do you have the DLC for Zelda?
No, I haven't yet. I'm letting somebody borrow my Switch right now. And I know. But I felt like it was a nice thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. That is the quote, nice, unquote, thing to do. I do have the season pass for Zelda. I just haven't had a chance to check out the DLC yet. So
no, I'm just going to pick it up separately.
Okay. I'm saying I have the season pass. I just haven't gotten a chance to check it out yet.
So yeah, I'll probably be playing that for the next couple weeks still. Which is cool. I love the game. The ending of the game, that final boss with Ganon and Dark great? Ganon was, oh, it's so cool.
That battle it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Like, he's huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Huge. And I don't know. Oh, gosh. If you haven't played it, just go out and play it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. But anyways, so today I texted you and said, hey, you want to do a mini episode? And you're like, yeah, dude. So I had no idea what we were going to talk about, but you mentioned a couple things. Mm-hmm. The first being Bavanchelet on Steam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our good friends have been greenlit recently on Steam with the game Bavanchelet. So you can even check out their Steam page. It's up. It's there. I highly go check it out right now. I think if you go to ndb.com, last time I checked, there was a demo there. I don't know. It's been a while since I've checked out to see how updated that demo is. But I know the demo that we received back when there was a demo, it is much different than the trailer and what they have now, what's on Steam.
Yeah.
So that game has been progressing crazy well. And they're probably still eating ramen noodles every day, but the game itself looks fantastic. So if you guys are listening to this, and we know we've picked up a lot of new subscribers recently, we did an interview with the developers of Bavanchelet. Highly go check out the interview, even though that was as of this recording about a year ago. So definitely check out the game. It's looking great. It's looking really good.
Yeah, I every time I go on Instagram and I see a screenshot they put up on their Instagram page, it's just like, it's such a gorgeous looking game.
Yeah.
Being an indie RPG. It's very good looking. A lot of creativity is going on in this game with the monsters, the character development, and the world that they're doing. So I'm super excited to see, this game be a finished product.
Oh, yeah. And I was afraid when they were like talking about it a year ago. Like, I'll admit, I was afraid because, you know, they said that, you know, they're basically eating ramen noodles and they're not seeing profit off this game at the moment, but this is their living. So I was worried that this would eventually go away, but to see like what they have gotten done in a year is very impressive, and I'm excited.
Oh yeah. So I'm not super familiar with Steam. What does it mean when someone gets greenlit on there?
Okay, so let's say you and I started to make a game. We can put it in the Steam Greenlight program, and the community votes on whether or not they want to see it done or not. So it's literally just you putting up an idea to have the opportunity to be on this, have your product on Steam.
Okay.
Nobody knows how much feedback you need before it gets greenlit, but once it gets greenlit, they do expect you to finish the product, and because they've had a lot of issues from the program when it first started out, but they've refined it a lot, and so that you can't just put up a game. Like, you have to have a lot of basically at this point in time, if it's greenlit, they're expecting you to finish it, and you as a developer expect to finish your game. And once it's done, you have a place on the Steam store.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you have a high expectation to finish your game? Yes. I don't know if that's the right word, but you have something to live up to.
Yes. And you do have to pay to get the opportunity to just get greenlit. Like, I think it's like $100 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
I wonder if you get that money back if you don't get it.
I don't think so.
Wow, that's kind of rough.
Because I think a lot of the money goes to Steam themselves and the opportunity, like, if you do get greenlit, to have that opportunity to... Like, I don't know all the ins and outs. Because I've tried making a game before, and back then, if I were to go put it on the program, like, I could just put it on there with, like, basically no problem for free. Just, hey, here it is. It was a Wild West kind of thing back in the day. It was rough. It was rough for Steam and to try and get noticed kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, now Valve has really refined it and done a good job to try and take care of the store and the Greenlit program, because it was starting to get a bad rep because a lot of people were trying to get Greenlit and then products weren't being finished. And it was all kinds of things, man. It was, like I said, it was crazy when it first came out.
You ever had that feeling where you're going to say something and then your mind goes blank?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially right now. I'm tired, happened. Man. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of traveling recently.
Yeah. Got to see you over the weekend. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Had a nice dinner.
Briefly going into some expectations for 2018. We had put a couple of polls up on our Twitter page. One being, what would you like to see more from RDP in 2018? The four choices were interviews, YouTube Let's Plays, live event coverage, and then full-length episodes, like more full-length episodes. Interviews and live event coverage tied.
Really?
The most wanted thing for us. And then YouTube Let's Plays came in second, and then full-length episodes got zero votes. So, I guess we're doing a good job on our episodes. And again, nobody wants any more. Want
more content, as that's concerned.
Yeah. So, hopefully, with the live event coverage, we get back on for PowerUp Con next year. I'd like to get on for SubaCon, and then, I don't know, man, if we could get on for E3 or GDX or anything like that, that would be awesome.
I'm going to say it right now. I think we have a good shot at E3.
What?
I'm going to say it. I'm just putting it out there. I am confident, maybe a little too overconfident, but I just have a good feeling. And I was looking at plane tickets today, and just, round trip for us, man, it's very reasonable.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't be so bad, but man.
We can make it happen. RDP at E3 2018. Let's do it.
I feel your faith. I feel your faith. I don't know if I'm at that same level as you, but I feel your faith. If it ever did happen, like if it happened this year, my head would probably explode.
My head's definitely going to explode. I already have green light from the girlfriend. She's like, if it happens, go right ahead. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then as far as interviews go, we are contacting studios right now to try to set up some interviews and... get some, some things set up for the beginning of 2016 to middle of 2016 or 2016. What am I talking about?
Are we going back in time now?
Yep. We are going way back. 2018. Man, right. 2016. That's please don't go started. Back and listen to those episodes. we are contacting people right now, just trying to get a list set up.
And we have a couple yeses. So stay tuned. We're excited. Yep.
So, we are listening to you guys and taking suggestions. We want to make sure our content is, always good and always something interesting for you all to listen to. Another poll that we currently have running right now, for like the next, 15 hours, is which of these indie games deserves Indie Game of the Year. The choices are Cuphead, which is at 64%. What Remains of Edith Finch, which is 18%, Golf Story at 9%, and Night in the Woods at 9%.
I'm kind of surprised that What Remains of Edith Finch is losing to Cuphead right now.
Really?
Yeah, only because at the Video Game Awards, the VGAs, Edith Finch won Indie Game of the Year, didn't it?
No, they won Best Narrative.
Best Narrative, that's what it was.
Cuphead won Game of the Year.
That's right. Now I remember. Yep. Yeah. That's right. So maybe I'm not that surprised. We've hyped up Edith Finch way more than we have Cuphead on our show.
I know. Well, I love Edith Finch compared to Cuphead, but I appreciate Cuphead because a lot of work went into that. The game is incredible.
I still haven't beaten that game. I gotta go back.
Neither have I. It's super good. You know, the art style and the difficulty and just the creativity of the game is so good, but that game has not left me the way that Edith Finch did.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. And just a side note, like, this is kind of getting way off topic, but I just feel like I have to say it because I thought about this while Roger and I were recording for Crossplay Compatible episode 2. So in this day and age, you know, a lot when Cuphead first came out, they were comparing it to Dark Souls. Like, oh, this is like the Dark Souls of like the next generation, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because of how difficulty that series is, that franchise is. But no one ever compared anything to like Contra, because of how tough, you know, Contra is. Like, it hasn't been like, oh man, Dark Souls is the next Contra or
right.
Like, Cuphead's the next Contra. Like, I was just something that I'm surprised.
Everything when it comes to difficulty, everything goes back to Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. It should be Contra because I feel like Contra is the originator of that. Like,
what about Battletoads though?
Battletoads is known for its difficulty for one level being nearly impossible.
Okay.
Like, well, then, like, if I yeah, loaded up Contra right now, I would love to see you get past the first 30 seconds.
Maybe we should do that. We could make that a let's play.
Yeah. Ooh, someone dropped a bottle cap.
Yep. So that's a poll that we have going on right now. If you listen to this before December
12th?
December 12th at like 2:00, 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time. Yes, be sure to vote. I don't think that this vote itself is going to, you know, decide on what our game of the year is, but right. It is nice to see what the community thinks as far as game of the year is.
I agree. And I feel like that poll got more love than the other poll.
Previous one, yeah. Yeah. Yep, for sure. So our next full-length episode will be out next Monday.
Yep.
We will be discussing Hello Neighbor, our games of the years. Hopefully we have everybody on there so we can do the NPC game.
Mm-hmm. Including Jake. One more before the year ends.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And after that episode is released, we will be taking a small break.
Yes, yes, indeed. So I think we worked it out. We're going to take roughly a 1 month break because next week is the 18th. We're going to release the 18th. And don't worry, guys, we're going to have a slightly longer episode than normal because it's our last one for a little while. And then we'll be back January 15th.
Yep. With a whole new year, whole new interviews, whole new content and games.
And the first game of the year we're going to review. I'm not even going to make it. I'm going to wait to announce
episode. Let's announce at the end of the full episode.
Have you looked that up at all? Have you started it?
Nope.
It's free on PC. It's free, which is fantastic. So
I am stuck with Hello Neighbor and my thoughts are going all over the place with this game.
Okay. Well, your thoughts will go all over the place with the next game too. So be prepared. Be very prepared. Cool. And that game was released in September of this year. So if you if you want to update your game of the year list, I would not blame you for doing so.
With this game included in it?
Yes.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll probably end up passing. But anyways.
Okay. The good thing is our next game is only 4 hours long, so.
Oh, it's not bad.
It gives you time to digest.
Yeah.
I've played it already several times, so
I don't even know what to think about that. We'll see what everybody else thinks once we reveal it.
Yes.
One last thing before we close out. Mm-hmm. Four Horses just announced that they added a couple additional challenges to Kid Trip, and this is from quote, tweeted, "For anyone who found the game too easy." So that would not be me.
No, not me either.
Yeah, definitely not for me. But just thought I'd let everybody know. Because I love Four Horse Studios, I love Mick, I love Kid Trip, and everybody should play it.
I agree, and it's only like $3 on the Switch, 3DS, iOS, so you have no excuse to not play it and support those devs.
Yep. Other than that, I think that is all that I have. Do you have anything else to add, Carrington?
Nope, except I've been kicking myself in the butt recently. So, just cool. Side story.
We'll talk to you all later. Bye. No.
I've known about Bitcoin since I was in college, and it was worth like $3. And now it's worth like Bitcoin is
ridiculous.
Worth, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. That's all. Just
should have invested.
Yeah. Oh, well. C'est la vie.
So, be sure to follow us on Twitter. RealDudes_pod, Instagram RealDudes Podcast, Facebook RealDudes Podcast. Check out our website, www.realdudespodcast. And you can email us questions, ideas, suggestions, submissions for the NPC game at podcast@realdudespodcast.com. We want to thank our Patreons for supporting us. You can check out our Patreon page on the website, realdudespodcast.com. And
with Star Wars out, we know you need movie tickets, so use our affiliate link at realdudespodcast.com/fandango, and you know, we'll just get, you know, you can support the show as well as go see Star Wars. Win-win for all of us,
which I will be doing this weekend, so yeah,
me too.
That'll be something else we can talk about. Well, no, never mind, because we'll probably record before that.
Oh yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right. Well, everyone, have a rad day.
Bye.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.